Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, and it is a blessing and a mission. I always have to chuckle about how you done me wrong, because that's what we're talking about. The politicians, they done us wrong. It's what we talk about every day. But do we listen? Do we even listen to our own little chatters? First of all, let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we bow before you. We humble ourselves before your greatness, and we thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace. Oh, Father, forgive us. Forgive us for all of our sins and the times that we fail thee daily. We ask for your protection. We ask that you protect our president. And thank you so much for getting him through this COVID. And so many Americans did succumb to that disease. But even more have survived. I thank you. Thank you for that strength. Thank you for seeing our president through this. And his wife and others that are on his staff and in the White House administration. We ask that you will give him guidance and protection and discernment in all matters. I ask, Father, that you will protect Amy Coney Barrett as this judge undergoes a horrific hearing. I'm smiling a bit, Father, because I know that you're going to be there. I just know it. And I pray that you will give her strength and boldness, the words to say and the words not to say. Give her wisdom. Father, bless her and her family. I don't know the woman, but I'm asking for your care over her. Father, I have urgent feelings today, and I need to pray those to you. May I not be anxious in these things, in these matters, but turn to you. May my anger that I have inside me for the things that are being said and done be a righteous anger. Not a selfish anger, but a righteous anger. That I grieve for the turning away that this nation has done. And I pray that we will return. And I know that you will be there with open arms as we bring America home. I offer up CSC Talk Radio to you, and I offer you this hour. May it be received in the spirit that it is given. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I pray to you in Jesus' name. Amen. 27 days. And it seems as if the time is just slipping away. I was so angry inside last night while watching the news. Do you, America, have any idea the critical state of our nation? We're pretty much on life support. COVID isn't the virus that is among us. It's evil. Do you have, or how soon we will be determining the future of our children and grandchildren? Do you realize that? I have this sense of urgency inside me. I'm praying that I can turn this burden over to the Lord. But I know He wants me to share these things with you today. First of all, I want you to know that our Heavenly Father loves you. and he is more concerned about each individual American than he is heart, than he is about this nation as a whole. That's not to say he doesn't care about this nation as a whole, because he does. And second, he wants us to follow him and to obey his laws. And in that, if this nation would have been so much different if we had done that in the first place, or the second place, or the third place, it would be a much better place to live. Now, the politics and the logistics, the why of my urgent feelings. Earlier this week, I was encouraged. I was encouraged by the crowds. This is only Wednesday. I was encouraged by the crowds outside Walter Reed Hospital. And Breitbart was interviewing different ones. And I know I shared a little bit of that with you. There was women of all ages, not just mature women, but younger women. There were immigrants. It was obvious. Who loved this nation. Who sought this nation out for freedom. And they were there to warn us of communism because they had lived through it. They were from different places. Vietnam. And other places. They had heavy accents. I didn't even recognize them all. South of the border. Everywhere. The world over. They come to America for freedom. And they were there to rally for Trump. They said he couldn't bring the rally to us, so we're bringing the rally to him. And they were out there praying, and there was preachers, black preachers, walking the streets with their microphones, carrying their little box. It was amazing. Then the haters. Then the haters emerge with a vengeance of sheer evil and stupidity. Oh, it's a hoax. Disappointed that he didn't die, and then saying it was a hoax, he didn't really have COVID, because you know everybody with COVID dies. They wanted all the doctors on the team to be stripped of their license and fired. Aren't these nice people? Wouldn't you like to have them as your friends? They wanted Trump removed from office. He didn't wear a mask. He took his mask off in front of America. It was as if he stripped himself naked. And he spoke to the nation. And I say a nation that he loves. Don't let COVID rule your life. We can beat this. We will beat this. Live. Live as free men and free women without fear. That was his message. You know, as a mother, I dreaded October every year, every school season. The kids were back in school just long enough to start picking up the little viruses. And it seemed that October would always bring the tummy virus, you know, the upchucking and the diarrhea. Sorry about that. I know it's probably you're sipping your coffee. I apologize. Well, when you have a large family and they start, as my granny used to say, tossing their cookies, it's not a pleasant place to be. And it's a lot of work. I have numerous sheets, so I could keep stripping the beds and making the beds, and my husband would help me because I have a little bit of a sensitive tummy myself, and the icky didn't sit well with me. But what I didn't do was seclude my children. They went to school, and oh yeah, they brought the stuff home, and we did not fear. We did not live in fear. I was a little anxious when it started, because when it goes through a family. But, you know, as they got older, it became less and less. And they didn't catch everything anymore. Do you know why they didn't catch anything, everything, every time, every year? Because they worked up an immunity. You know, it's herd immunity. You're still going to catch stuff, because there's all kinds of different viruses out there, including the COVID. My best girlfriend yesterday told me she had it. She says, rough 3 weeks. She says, still got a little cough. And her husband was getting it now. She says, it's like the flu and it's not nice. But she said, it was okay. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Live as free men and women without fear. But you see, fear is how the left wants you to live. And so they were disgusted with the president saying that. You see, in fear, you are easier to control. You know, they can shut your synagogues and your churches down, and they can force you to wear a mask even though it's unconstitutional. What's going to be next? They're going to force you to take those vaccines? Are they going to force you to move? Are they going to take some of your family out of your house because you can't social distance? What are they going to do? They act like this thing is killing everyone, and it is not killing everyone. It has killed plenty, and there's much to be grieved. But you cannot live in fear. If you live in fear, you are a slave to it. And that's what the left wants. And oh, I pray today that the women of this nation would listen to the things I have to say. The left, the Kamala Harrises, the Hillary Clintons, the Nancy Pelosis, the AOCs, the Rashad Tlaibs, the Omars, who am I forgetting, the Dianne Feinsteins, the, what is her name, her, Maisie Hirono.
We came up with about 13 of them.
I didn't write them down, so now we're relying on Beth's brain. Beth is sleep deprived, and it's her own fault because she stays up and watches the news real late. These women lie, they cheat, they kill, and they profit. Is that the kind of persons that you want your young girls or young men to be associated with? Is that how you want them to grow up, that we live in a world of liars and cheaters and murderers and who profit? Who profit off of the grief and the pain of others? Here's some of the headlines from today. This is one thing that really upset me last night, and I texted Rudy and I said, we need to do a video. Well, I'm not quite ready to answer to Michelle Obama. Only a tiny fraction of demonstrations have had any violence at all. And she said, that's the truth. Well, that's a lie. Well, maybe you have a glass of water and you put just a teeny tiny eyedropper of manure in it. What do you got? You got dirty water. You going to drink it? Are you going to drink what Michelle is offering you? I hope not. She is a very wealthy woman. She happens to be a woman of color. She hates this nation. She's angry all the time, and she's rich. And she's a liar. She believes in abortion. She believes in profiting from baby parts. She believes you shouldn't have a gun to defend yourself. And she believes, or she says, this country is racist. She never went to public school. She was always well-to-do. Did you know that? I didn't know that till last night. And her children, I knew that. They didn't go to a public school. Yet they don't believe in school choice. And then we have the debate tonight with Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is one of the greatest threats to our freedom, to our First Amendment civil liberties freedom. By the way, whatever happened to Tulsi Gabbard? She took that woman apart. Is she now supporting Biden over Trump? I really like Tulsi Gabbard to a point. She served this nation, but then she fights here and pushes for socialism. She's a Bernie Sanders fan. Well, she went after Kamala Harris when she was running for president. McCloskey's. The couple, I started to say young couple, but they're not a young couple. No offense. They're probably younger than me. That were defending their home in St. Louis. They had guns. And they were stemming a standoff in front of their mansion there in St. Louis. I love the way they say mansion. You know, it's a mansion like they're filthy rich. And they are well-to-do. They are in a well-to-do community. Well, the rioters stormed the gate. It's a gated community. They broke the gate down and came through. Some of them were yelling all kinds of obscenities and slurs, and others were just marching. I guess we could use Trump's son. Some of them were good people. I'm just making fun. Well, they were indicted yesterday by a judge who wears the Democrat blue, by a prosecutor who wears the Democrat blue. They're going to go after your guns. Do you understand that? The rioters, there was 9 of them. Everything was dismissed. It didn't matter that they tore that gate down. It didn't matter that they came marching through this and, you know, it was trespassing in this community. They weren't allowed to be there. But because they were protesting against the rich, it was okay. Well, in their defense, they didn't burn anything down in that particular community. But they did threaten these people. And then the big story yesterday, one of the big stories besides that one, which I think is huge, is the intel chief declassifies the CIA documents regarding the alleged Clinton plan to link Trump to Russia's hacking. She did it. All these years, we've paid millions of dollars to prove that Trump is a Russian spy. And Hillary Clinton paid for it and set it all up. She also sold Russia our uranium. You do remember that, right? She is a liar. She is a filthy, filthy liar. And she has absolutely no integrity within her. None. She believes in killing babies. She believes in profiting from killing babies. I'm so sick and tired of them calling that calling that health care contraceptive, reproductive right. It's murder, it's what it is. Oh, Facebook's going to be mad at me today. You know, I'm sick and tired of the left screaming about science. This new doctor on Trump's team, Dr. Scott Atlas, he says it's time to face down the coronavirus fears and stop being afraid of it. We need to open up this country. We need to get back out. The more they say open the country, the more the left, the Democrat governors and mayors close down their communities. Why do you think they're doing that? You think it's for your protection. You got another thing coming. You think taking your guns is for your protection? You got another thing coming. They're going to strip you of everything you have. And they will have it all. 27 days, my friends. 27 days. You know, they don't wear masks. They tell you you have to wear a mask. But we've caught them all just about without wearing masks. Pelosi was caught without wearing masks. Cuomo was caught smoking a cigar in really a nice little party he was having out there. They were outside. He wasn't wearing a mask. Dianne Feinstein got caught not wearing a mask after she was promoting legislation to make sure everyone wore a mask in the airport. Maxine, Mad Maxine Waters, she got caught not wearing a mask. Well, she started stammering and stuttering. I was just coming to and from. You weren't wearing a mask. Says you have to wear a mask all the time. Do you remember several months ago they were talking about couples wearing masks when they were making love? These people are insane. And you're going to tell me you're going to vote for Joe Biden? They're insane. And they're dangerous because they're coming after your rights and your freedom and your independence, and they're going to take it all. Ladies, are you listening to me? I know you might be mad at me, but I don't want you to be mad at me. I want you to listen to me. As if I was the grandmother you can respect a little bit. I used to be like you. I was busy raising my children. And I didn't pay a lot of attention to the politics of the day. I regret that now. I'm here because I'm not making any money. Really putting my family in jeopardy as far as that goes. But I'm here because I'm worried about my children, my grandchildren, and yours. Are you? Do you really want somebody like Kamala Harris running this country? She is a nasty woman. I'm not meaning that to be mean. I'm just meaning that to be truthful. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public.
public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. I usually go yearly. He says, what are you doing? And I told him about Balance of Nature. He says, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
My primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
I hope this is really kicking off because it's been a godsend, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm a pharmacist, and for 2 years, I haven't had a cold. Balance of Nature has impacted my life in a positive way.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code RADIO5.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. You know, I'm going to finish reading some of the headlines that I had this morning. Trump calls for a standalone stimulus of $1,200 checks. Instead of trillions, it would just be millions. Just for the American people. Now, I have mixed emotions about that because I'm thinking we need to stop this stimulus check. We are so far in debt. But at the same time, what has happened is Pelosi has refused to cave in, and she keeps adding on more and more things on this stimulus check, and they have nothing to do with the coronavirus, and they have nothing to do with the American people. They have everything to do with her pleasing the rich and the famous. So Trump told them to quit negotiating. Just stop. We'll take care of it after the election. And the next one is Trump has 4 weeks to turn things around. That one was actually by Pat Buchanan. President Trump heals and leads. And then this one was from American Greatness. And it grieved my heart to some degree. It is the privilege of the ladies who lunch. And it's talking about the ladies, and I am concerned, ladies, about you. I want you to watch the debates tonight. I want you to look up the pasts of Hillary Clinton. I want you to look up the past of Kamala Harris. I'll share a little bit more of that with you today. But this was written by a Bruce Bauer, or Bauer, is B-A-W-E-R, and it comes from the website American Greatness, which is A-M for America, greatness.org. The privilege of the ladies who lunch. For voters who make voting decisions on aesthetic grounds, Biden is the electoral equivalent of comfort food. First, he says, a couple of bits of evidence here, of anecdotal evidence. On the Anthony Sumia podcast, Ann Coulter says that several women whom she's met socially, presumably privileged urbanites, are voting for Biden because they find Trump icky. Biden's not icky with his sniffing of the hair and comments he makes about these young girls, you come back and dance for me in 4 years. That's not icky. But you see, they see themselves as very smart. And they are very privileged. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean they aren't forced to go have a job. Or if they do, they have the job of their choice. They have careers. Their families are taken care of. They don't have to worry about who needs shoes. That was always such a concern. Somebody outgrew their shoes or the shoes broke or they wanted to play basketball. They had to have special basketball. And they ain't cheap, people. But they don't have those things to worry about. But Trump is a little brash. He's a little forward. He's a little, you know, strong. And that's icky. They don't want to vote for icky. They want to vote their children into slavery. You see, this is not a crossroads any longer. We've been calling it a crossroad. I called it a crossroads. But it's much more than that. We're not going to just cross the road. We're going down this abyss. And it is dark, and it is full of communism and slavery, poverty. It is godless. There will be crime. You won't be able to defend yourselves because they're going to take your guns. Now you say, Beth, you're going too far. No, I'm not going too far. They are telling you that's what they're going to do. Are you listening? Why did this couple in St. Louis not have a right to stand on their front porch in their front yard and protect their property? That's what the Second Amendment is about. Now, we watched a video again this morning. I'm straying from my monologue here. That was the young man, and I cannot remember his name, that did the 3 years. It took 3 years of investigating. They went in incognito into Planned Parenthood. And they caught him. They caught them admitting that they're selling the parts of babies. It is an industry, and it is sick. It is aborting your baby. If it is you that are saving your life, I don't judge you. But when it is you, because it's inconvenient, or it's the wrong sex, then I do. I plead with you, if you're not ready to raise a child, give it to someone who is. Don't kill it. Kamala Harris would tell you to kill it. It's your right. It's your reproductive right? No. There's other ways to keep that from happening. And I understand. I had 5 children, so I understand. I had 6 pregnancies and 5 children. So I understand. These women, that are trying to run this country make me ashamed. Kamala Harris is a nasty woman. She used her womanly wiles, if you want to call it that, to get to where she is. That's just a fact. I'm not trying to gossip. It's just a fact. And maybe most of them do. I don't know. But it's wrong. They call themselves feminists, and then they use their femininity to get what they want. See, I'm an anti-feminist. I believe in women. I believe in women being women. I don't believe in chauvinists telling me what to do. So in that respect, I guess I'm a feminist. Rudy and Albert can't seem to tell me what to do. Hillary hasn't got a clue, does she? You tell her what she's going to do, she'll do it. No, but I may take their advice sometimes, right? I may take your advice sometimes. He's shaking his head. Very carefully, he's shaking his head.
Nodding my head.
He's nodding his head, not shaking his head. Most of the content in these articles that I had this morning was filled of googly-glob political rhetoric. But there is much that we need to be concerned about, and that is that fear factor they keep throwing in our face. To be afraid. I want you women and men who are listening, but in particular the women right now, because you're the ones I'm concerned about. I had hope when I watched this rally. And then last night when I saw Michelle Obama, and I know how many of you just think Michelle Obama is, oh, she's just so nice. She's just so sweet. She's not. She's not. She's rich. She might be fun to go shopping with. But she's not a good person. I'm sorry. She gets up there and she lies. She wants you to believe that most of these protests were peaceful and very, very little, tiny, 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 tiny amount were violent. Well, tell that to the people in Seattle. Tell that, not Seattle, I'm sorry, in Oregon.
Portland,
thank you. They did in Seattle, too.
All over.
Huh?
It's all over.
It is all over. Well, New York was the one when I watched that night, and I thought, oh, my gosh, as they were busting out. I've never been to New York, but they were busting out all these windows down the shopping, I guess, where everybody likes to go when they visit New York. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone, people.
Daniel moved. He said it's not the same place. No. It's not the same.
He was in D.C., though.
Well, he's talking about New York, where he grew up, though.
But it's a mess. But just a tiny, 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 tiny part of it was violent. She lied. Liars are not good people. We've got a problem in America. And your children are going to suffer for it if you don't vote for Trump because you think he's icky. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The following is not paid for or endorsed by any political candidate, party, or radio station.
Ladies, Democrats are counting on your votes. But you cannot count on the Democrats. Socialism pushed by our Democrats is an economic theory proven to fail, characterized by state government ownership of businesses, property, and services. The state is in charge of production and distribution of all goods. Social programs and services cannot be offered to you unless they take your dollars and your choices away. Education will not be free. It will be controlled. No school choice. Healthcare will not be free or affordable. It will be controlled. Defunding our local police, disarming citizens, letting prisoners go free is the true existential threat to your safety and your family. President Donald Trump is not the enemy of the Republic. He is the enemy of the political elites and the Democrats, socialists, and the globalists. November 3rd, vote against every Democrat from dog catcher to senator. Vote for President Donald Trump. Let's restore our Republic and bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I wanted to cover so many things today, and I want you to watch the debate tonight. Now, I won't have but a little time tomorrow to discuss that with you. We're going to have a special guest tomorrow in the last half of the show, and it goes back a ways. It's been a while since he's been on with me, but you'll remember Roger Simmermaker. Roger Simmermaker and I go way back into the Derry Brownfield days when I worked for Derry Brownfield Show. He's all about buying American. I don't know if you understand how important that is, but it is. And if you vote for Joe Biden, you won't be buying American again. But Roger Simmermaker's book is different than the others that he's written. It's called Unconstitutional. Our founding fathers rejected free trade, and so should we. Now think about that a little bit. And he's going to be on with us in the second half of the show tomorrow. He still works for a living, so he's coming in on his lunch break. Not physically here, but on the phone. I want to go back to what's going to happen. I want you to watch the debate tonight. I will be watching the debate tonight. Rudy and my husband and I, Rudy said he's bringing pizza. And we're going to watch the debate tonight. But I want you to think about these things. We only have 27 days, my friends. I don't want to listen or pay attention to the polls unless they say what I want them to say. But I see the crowds that gather for President Donald Trump. And I know that they realize, although they worship him in some degree, I know that they realize that he's, even though he's a billionaire, he's one of us. Yeah, his dad helped him along. Wouldn't you? How many of you farm out there and you maybe are the third or fourth or fifth generation or second generation on the farm? Is that any different? Even if it wasn't millions, is that any different? It's not. Maybe you added to it. Maybe you made it a bigger farm. Maybe you added the computers to it. It's no different. Donald Trump would not have been my choice if I were choosing a candidate back before 2016. And I thought at first it was a joke. But as I watched him campaign during that year and a half, or year, I saw that this man really cared about the people. I think he's probably a Secret Service nightmare because he wants to be down within the people. I'm begging you not to allow them to put the coronavirus fear in you and not to lie to you about these violence. The violence is still going on, but we've lost track of it because we've been watching the president have COVID. I thought, are we just going to stand outside the hospital? They were having like 24/7 COVID reports. I mean, for Pete's sakes, what can you say? His temperature was this, his temperature. How much oxygen did he take? You know, stop it. Stop it. Take care of your family. We've watched them lie to us. We've watched them cheat. And several years ago, I wrote an article. I couldn't find it this morning in my hurry-scurry, because I usually can't remember what I named them. I need to put them all in one book and make that available, at least for me, make it available. But it was about the power that you, the people, have. We, the people, had the power all along. We didn't need the ruby red slippers, except those ruby red slippers represent our vote. You have a vote, and you need to use the power of the vote. Now, the left is already planning to contest the vote. I want to believe in you so badly. It's the women I'm worried about. You need to understand, your vote is important to your children and your grandchildren. Vote for the icky guy, okay? If you want to call him icky, you vote for the icky guy. You need to understand that he is standing for the restoration of the republic, and that is freedom and independence. What Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are standing for, and that's why they aren't telling you what they're standing for, is for death and destruction and communism. They want to take your guns because they know you're not going to like what they're getting ready to do to you. These riots are going to look like nothing. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the American people will just sit back and say, yeah, take it, I don't care. You know, they came for their guns, and I didn't have one, so I said nothing. Is that the kind of attitude that we have as American people? I have this sense of urgency for this election. There is much at stake. And the evil one is roaming, and he's roaring, and he plans to devour this nation. Because this nation was once called a Christian nation. And then President Barack Obama said it never was a Christian nation. He's wrong. They have been taking God out of this country for a long time, and we have allowed it because we didn't want, as Christians, to offend anyone. We can't force our Christianity on them. You're not supposed to force it on them. You're supposed to live it. And you can't separate it from your life. You can't go to church on Sunday and then not think about God or let him represent your life or let him live within you, obeying his laws day by day by day, and then come back to church on Sunday and say you're a Christian. It doesn't work that way. We watched as the Democrat Party removed God. And they continue to do that. Tonight is the VP debate. It'll be the only one of that kind. Between a man who seems like a quiet and gentle guy and a woman who is mean and nasty. She lies and she will do whatever she can. They like their socialism. My plea to you, to all of you, as I have said, is to remove the corruption that is obvious. The corruption that is obvious right now is the Democrat Party. Then let's start chopping away later at the Republican Party. Because you see, the two-party system has destroyed this nation. They are both corrupt. Donald Trump saw this. He knew it. Do you, America? Do you realize it? The tyranny of the legislature is really the danger most to be feared and will continue to be so for many years to come. The tyranny of the executive power will come in its turn, but it'll be much later. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying. You can't legislate it away. The only way is to remove the evils. Any other way is a new evil. By removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles, it says every other correction is either useless or a new evil. America, in particular women, you need to think about how you vote and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-433-5059, 800-433-5059. That's 800-433-5059. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc., 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.